Please give your attention now to Brother Ken Pahoko, who has served as an elder for over 45 years and currently serves in the Baldwin Edmonton congregation. He will now consider the next part of this symposium, Courage Weakeners versus Courage Strengtheners, Worldly Wisdom versus Personal Study.
We are surrounded and threatened by worldly wisdom. So as you watch the following dramatization, notice how the older of Liu's two children, Taishan, is confronted with a challenging situation in her workplace. Let's watch.
Instruct me in your way, O Job. Lead me in the path of uprightness because of my foes.
Good morning.
Do not hand me over to my adversaries.
You're up early.
Yeah, they called and asked if I could do a double shift today.
I see.
Grandpa, I'm sorry you had to give up your office space for me.
Don't be, Tasia. Besides, this suits me better. For me, being outside makes personal study more enjoyable.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you later.
Thanks. We'll see you when you get back.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I found you.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I decided to take my break outside.
Okay, cool. Well, when you get back, Denise was looking for you.
Okay, thanks. I'm making this dressing, but I think it's just missing something. Can you try it?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe a little bit more lemon?
More lemon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
happy?
See? Hey, can I borrow some of your hot pepper flakes?
Yeah, sure.
Coming out.
Coming in. My salad?
Yep.
Alright, everybody, I think that was the last plate.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's clean up and get out of here.
Sounds good to me. Hey, are you gonna come with us?
Oh, thanks, Denise, but no, I don't think so.
Come on, don't say no again.
I'm sorry. I have other plans.
Oh, you have other plans, huh?
Ooh, I get it. You have a secret boyfriend. Or girlfriend.
Wait, what?
Come on. Whatever you're into, it's all right with us. Just let us in on it. What's the deal?
So if you were in Tasian's situation, what would you do? Would you courageously identify yourself as a witness, even though your workmates might criticize you or even make fun of you? After all, many in the world reject faith in the Bible. They ridicule it. They put their trust instead in worldly wisdom. But that's diametrically opposed to godly wisdom contained in the Scriptures. For example, worldly wisdom preaches acceptance of immoral behavior. Her co-worker said, whatever you're into, it's all right with us. The Bible tells us to abhor what is wicked, to loathe it. Human reasoning says, follow your heart. You know, if you do that, you can't go wrong. The Bible warns us that the heart is treacherous, deceitful, desperate. Would you take advice from a person like that? Worldly wisdom says that you should love yourself first and then others. The Bible tells us to love Jehovah first and then others. Worldly wisdom says that life evolved. We're just a cosmic accident. Godly wisdom, the Scriptures, show us that we're beautifully designed, beautifully created. But you know, worldly wisdom can at times seem impressive, compelling. Its proponents are often eloquent, persuasive. But Jesus said that the test of true wisdom is its results, while the results of worldly wisdom shows that it has not given mankind trustworthy guidance, because it has a basic flaw. It's from Satan, and it ignores Jehovah's supreme sovereignty. But there's also a danger in it for Christians. That danger is found in the first phrase of Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. In Romans 12 verse 2, it starts off by saying, and stop being molded by the system of things. Stop being molded by worldly wisdom. Yes, just like a potter wants to force clay into a mold to make it look like his design, so worldly wisdom tries to force, to squeeze us into its mold. But remember, it's designed to weaken our confidence in God's word and to sap our confidence so that we don't defend it. Its design is to weaken our determination to be different from the world. And it's also designed to cause us to lose our sense of urgency over the preaching work. On the other hand, you know, personal study strengthens courage. How so? Well, in the same way it strengthened King David. Turn with me again to Psalm 27. At Psalm 27, this time we'll focus on verse 11. And as we read it, notice that David wanted Jehovah to mold him. It says, instruct me in your way, O Jehovah. Lead me in the path of uprightness because of my foes. So David wanted to be instructed, to be molded by Jehovah. You know, the verse reminds me of a classroom. A student, a textbook, a teacher. Who was the student? Well, the student was King David. The instructor, Jehovah. Now, did David have a textbook? Yes, he did. He had the first five books of the Bible. He personally had copied them. And perhaps he had the books of Job, Joshua, Judges, the book of Ruth, perhaps, and some of the Psalms. Well, today, we have the same instructor, and we have a complete textbook. And that textbook, the Holy Scriptures, contains positive examples of those who showed godly courage and gives us warning examples of those who lacked godly courage. Today, personal study of those examples will strengthen our courage and help us to deal with situations that might cause us to compromise our faith. Now let's return to our video, and in the following dramatization, note how personal study helped Tasia to respond to her co-workers.
Whatever you're into, it's all right with us. Just let us in on it. What's the deal?
Moses must have felt inadequate and incapable, but God assured him that he would not be alone. I will prove to be with you, said Jehovah. Look, I don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I have a Bible study. I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and we volunteer our time to help people learn about the Bible.
The Bible? Come on, that book is ancient. It closes your mind to new ideas.
Actually, it doesn't. It gives people a wonderful hope for the future.
Well, I believe we make our own future. I'm sorry you don't feel the same. Come on. Let's go.
Bye. So, I told him I was one of Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm just glad they know now.
So proud of you for standing up like that.
Yeah, I surprised myself. I just wish it ended a little bit better.
No matter the response, you made Jehovah happy today.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Hey.
Hey. The
other day you said something about that you do Bible studies, and it reminded me of something my mom and I used to do together before she died. She would read the Bible to me before bed, so I was wondering if you would show me what you show other people.
Of course. I'm really sorry to hear that about your mom. Did you know that the Bible actually gives us a hope for a resurrection?
Did you notice how personal study helped Tasia? She reflected on Jehovah's words to Moses, "I will be with you." She knew she was not alone, and so she courageously spoke up. By a diligent study of God's word, we can develop similar courage. After all, as 2 Timothy 3:14-17 reminds us, God's word is inspired, and it's beneficial for all things. It equips us for every good work. But what if we find personal study difficult, perhaps even boring? Well, keep in mind the following four suggestions. First of all, make personal study personal. That is, choose personal study projects that deal with your circumstances in life, the challenges that you face. For example, if you're in school and intimidated by the subject of evolution, do personal study in such brochures as Was Life Created? The Origin of Life? Five Questions Worth Asking. As you do that, your confidence in the reasonableness of the Bible's creation account will be strengthened. But what if time is the issue? We're all so busy. Well, schedule regular times for personal study, perhaps starting with shorter sessions, even 5 minutes, and then continuing to lengthen the duration of those study projects. You'll want to do that, because as you study, you'll be like a prospector. He spends all day, he's shoveling sand, gravel, looking for gold, and then he's tired, but he finds one nugget. And all of a sudden, the tiredness goes away, and back he goes at his work. As you study, you will find spiritual nuggets that will encourage you to continue in your personal study. 3, take time to meditate. We're in a race for life, not to cover study material. So don't rush through your material. Discern how it proves that godly wisdom is superior to worldly wisdom. 4, when you read about servants of Jehovah in the past and in modern days who displayed courage, put yourself in their position. You know, feel how they felt. Perhaps an initial rush of fear, but then an overwhelming rush of confidence and trust in Jehovah that courageously allowed them to take action. Modern day examples are just as encouraging as examples in the scriptures. For example, you may be a young person, you're seeking a marriage mate, and you believe that to marry only in the Lord is the best possible policy, but so far you're finding it a challenge. Well, read the experience of Michiko. It's in the March 15, 2015 Watchtower, page 31, paragraph 5. Her beautiful expressions of faith will strengthen your courage to keep doing what you know to be right. Yes, we want to reject the world's wisdom. Instead, we want to engage in meaningful personal study, because meaningful personal study is a courage strengthener.